This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Greg Collingwood, who is a retired DPS teacher, coach, athletic director, who's now the chairman of the district's Athletic Hall of Fame Committee. Greg, I asked you off the air, how long have you been retired? Because you could have told me anything. You could have said 20 years, 2 years, and I would have believed you because time just doesn't make any sense anymore. 5 years you've been out.
Yeah, it'll be 5 years this summer.
Yeah, when did you start teaching in District 61?
Oh, my goodness. Back in, I was 4 years at the Decatur Park District right out of college, and then I began teaching and coaching in 1988 at Eisenhower. Spent my entire career then at Eisenhower in one form or another as a teacher, coach, and then finished out with 5 years as an athletic director. So I kind of ran the gamut of all occupations, if you will.
Well, you know, it's amazing to me when we talk about the Hall of Fame and you go back and you read through the names, and some you're familiar with because they happened in your time or a little before your time. Some happened, you know, back before you had memories of it. What a great thing. How did this all start?
Well, really, Tom McNamara at the Tribune was the driving force behind this. He's kind of our local historian, and I know he pushed hard for it when Superintendent Davis was here, and then when Lisa Taylor, the superintendent, followed her. That is the time period when the ball really got rolling, and we got this thing started. And 2016 then was the first class that we inducted. But Tom really pushed for it, certainly well needed. I mean, Decatur has a very rich, long and rich history of strong athletic individuals, teams, coaches that need to be recognized. And again, it goes beyond my time. I mean,
sure.
The 30s, the 20s, the 30s, Decatur High, there are people that have long since been forgotten that have been brought back and recognized, and then all the way up to our current time. So again, a history, and this is a very positive thing that kind of refocuses the community on the achievements of these young people.
Well, I think about two things when it comes to recognizing people that I think the district does very well. It's this, and it's the foundation's, you know, alumni dinner where they bring back people that have had remarkable accomplishments and done amazing things. And you always go, why aren't we more often? Because there is an incredible history.
Absolutely, there really is. And you know, we've been very fortunate. We've got on our committee approximately 12 people, all individuals who have a history with the district, whether they be former coaches or athletic directors or media. And so again, that input from all of these folks has provided a great perspective on who the teams, the individuals, the coaches that are very deserving. And this will be our 10th class going in. We typically do two a year, one in the fall, one in the winter, and induct 10 athletes, a coach, and a team. And the last two, we've now added a significant contributor category, which could be a media member or a longtime district personnel person.
Sure.
Who maybe wasn't necessarily a coach, but had a strong impact on the youth athletics in the community. And so, again, very deserving people, and we've got a ton more to get to. So,
You bet. You know. All right, so how does it work then? People nominate? How does the process itself work?
Yeah, on the website, on DPS, there's a place that you can go, the Hall of Fame category, and you can nominate anybody that you feel might be deserving, get them into the system. And, of course, then the committee members, again, with their vast experience and knowledge, do research and come up with some other individuals that may not have been nominated, put them into the pool. And then when we have our committee meetings, we have conversations about these individuals. And kind of as the committee chair, we try to maintain somewhat of a balance as best we can between the various schools, you know, Lakeview, MacArthur, Eisenhower, Old Decatur High, current Stephen Decatur, or what became Stephen Decatur, and try to maintain also some balance between male and female. And I think we've done a really nice job of that.
All right. Now, tonight will be the night that these folks get recognized, right?
Exactly. Yeah. The Eisenhower-MacArthur basketball game at MacArthur. There's the girls game followed by the boys, and we'll do an official induction ceremony between games. And we also have a ceremony at 5 o'clock where we'll recognize these individuals and their family members.
All right. Well, one of those is Dr. Patrick Rui, who is joining us on the phone line here today. Doctor, good morning. Thank you for being with us. I will tell you, this is a unique week in the history of this show. I've been doing this for 25 years. I have now that you're our second guest this week that graduated from public schools and went to play football at Yale. That's a very small category, I would imagine.
It is a category of two, and I know who you're speaking. I spoke to Jesse last night.
All right, so there you have it. Well, what an amazing thing. First of all, congratulations on the what does it mean to you?
Well, thank you. It means a lot to me. I mean, Decatur, it means a lot to me. It's kind of the obviously where I'm from, and lifelong 50-year-old friends here. And it's for me, my family's all moved away. It's kind of a wonderful way to come back and kind of hopefully tie up some loose ends and I don't know, kind of just celebrate the past. It's kind of a victory lap, and it's fun.
All right. Well, you were the valedictorian of Eisenhower's graduating class in 1979, the first athlete to be named All-City in three sports in the same season. You did football, baseball, and wrestling. First Panther to attend Yale, graduated with honors from the Yale School of Medicine, and played football and was a wrestler while there. You also received the George H.W. Bush Lifetime of Leadership Award at Yale's annual Blue Leadership Ball. Tell me about that experience. That has to be amazing.
Well, that is an amazing experience. So, obviously, President Bush was Yale class of 48, and he's revered across the country, but particularly at Yale and particularly at the athletic department there. He was the captain of the baseball team and had a great career there. A famous picture of President Bush meeting Babe Ruth before a baseball game there. So he is pretty much the patriarch of Yale athletics. And I think it's probably 15, 18 years ago, the athletic department decided that in an honor and tribute to his leadership and in a way to recognize folks at Yale who were leaders and not of his caliber, but obviously leaders in society and the things they were doing and good athletes, that they would recognize five athletes every other year who had played sports at Yale and then went on and did something with their lives in the world. And so I was nominated in received that award in, I think, 2016.
Well, congratulations. That's amazing. So now you are, your career in orthopedics, you were a classmate of Greg's, as I understand, back in the day.
Yep, we were friends back in...
I've seen him at a couple of reunions, and I watched his career. It's a great career at Yale. He gave a lot back to our school, and we're all very much indebted to what he did.
All right, Greg, did you see the future for Dr. Rui that he was going to live out?
Oh, there's no question. Pat was a phenomenal athlete back at Eisenhower. Again, multifaceted. It's one of the things I'd like to emphasize for the athlete of today. You can't do anything better than to participate in multiple sports. And Pat was a classic example of the multi-sport athlete, and he excelled at all three. And Pat also had a pretty strong brain as well. You know?
Well, I would hope so for the orthopedic side of things. Patrick, talk a little bit about, I feel like we have all these incredible stories, to tell about District 61. And I feel like it's still today. Public education is a challenge. You got almost 9,000 students. It's not going to be without its challenges. But we've got so many outstanding alum. I feel it's great that you're coming back tonight, in person to receive this, because you, to me, exemplify what District 61 is all about. And there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these stories to tell.
Well, yeah, I mean, I think that coming from Decatur, Illinois was obviously a challenge, but it was the greatest opportunity in my life because it just opened up everything. Always a little bit of an underdog. I was a first-generation college guy. My parents didn't go to school, but everybody, all my brothers and sisters did. And I went through the Decatur Public Schools in a time where there were just unparalleled opportunities. And my cohorts, my friends, and my teammates, wonderful, outrageously talented people who all went on, many went on to do great things. And so I was challenged at every step of the way academically. You said I was valedictorian, but there were four other valedictorians, that shared the stage with me, all with perfect grade scores. And, my teammates, that I competed with and played with were just, many of them have already been recognized. Jeff Ennis played for the Mets, and Tim Smith was a wonderful athlete. There were four of us growing up, and three of us have already, including me now, been honored. And that was like, what a wonderful situation for me. We played sports all day. I studied at night, and we went fishing all summer. That's the way I grew up, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
All right.
And I know that's still happening here.
No doubt. Football, baseball, wrestling. What was your favorite?
Well, football. I think your favorite tends to be what you're best at. And although I did play, you know, all three sports, football is really my ticket, and that's what got me to Yale.
All right, and what was football like at Yale? I mean, we talked to, as you mentioned, you know, Jesse Rising a little earlier this week, who's running for Congress, who went to play football at Yale. It's not one of those programs you think about if you're watching a lot of college football, but you have some great traditions there. What was that like, just as being a part of that team?
Well, I think traditions. I mean, first of all, folks don't really recognize Yale's thought about as an academic, but football was really started at Yale. Walter Camp is known as the father of American football, and all of the original the forward pass, the line of scrimmage, the quarters, all that started at Yale. So Yale has a deep, deep, rich tradition of football, which really appealed to me, and it really appealed to Coach John Alexander, too. He was a long time, as you know, coach at Eisenhower, and when he heard that I was thinking about going to Yale, he was just overwhelmed with sentiment. I couldn't have gone anywhere else if I wanted to. But so what Yale, when I was there, Yale was still Division One. We played Navy, we played Air Force, we played BC. You know, we played Navy and beat them the same year they Navy beat U of I. And so back then it was very strong football, but we were there because we wanted to be there, and we all studied as well. And it's a really nice situation. What's happened now is there's just so much exposure, so many teams, so much, you know, TV exposure that the Ivy League has found its niche. But its niche is not to win national championships or to, you know, be on ESPN or to be at the top of people's, you know, thoughts when they think of sports. But the experience is really valuable, and training leaders and teaching, you know, young athletes real meaning about life. It's where sports really should be. And so I think it's still celebrated there.
All right, Dr. Patrick Rui, we appreciate you being with us. Congratulations on the honor. I hope you have a great time tonight. And thank you for being with us today. We really appreciate it.
See you there, Pat.
Yeah, no doubt about it. That's cool. I think when you can, particularly this story, when athletics are combined with a guy who goes on to become a doctor of orthopedics and has all of this incredible success, you know, through District 61 as his starting point, you know, that's sort of, to me, like athletics at its best. I mean, somebody who uses their ability to be able to play football to get to a place where they can then use their brain the rest of their life.
Really, when you cut through everything, that is the main goal. Ultimately, it should be.
That's what 99% of athletes are going to do, because they're probably not going to be professional.
And as a coach, I always emphasize to my athletes, you know, the academics and the athletics go hand in hand. And ultimately, once you're out of high school, hopefully learned athletically will carry over into your everyday life and hold you as a positive citizen, a good citizen in our community.
All right. So who else will be recognized tonight?
Well,
you got an entire list.
Let's touch on them quickly. Obviously, yeah. I won't read the entire bio. It'll take us another half hour. But in alphabetical order, we've got Lexi Carson. She was a MacArthur basketball player, also played collegiately at the next level, class of 2011. John Cliff, MacArthur basketball, 96. He was also a track and field athlete and played basketball at Marquette. Leonard Dabner, first 1,000-point scorer in basketball at MacArthur, class of 64. Lewis Jackson, he's obviously a more current individual, Eisenhower High School standout basketball player, and then at Purdue, and then at overseas and in the NBA G League. Ann Camphy, a tremendous state champion in swimming for MacArthur, and then on to Michigan, and just missed making the Olympic team in 1996.
Yeah, I remember that. That's amazing,
phenomenal.
Right?
Phenomenal. The Camphy girls, Ann's in, and Elizabeth, her sister's already in. I mean, tremendous, tremendous athletes. Amy McAvoy laid the foundation for the success the Eisenhower softball team had under Coach Smith and Hopkins. Tremendous, class of 93. Betty Ray, 86. Stephen Decatur basketball. Patrick Rui, of course, I think we know quite a bit about Pat. Byron Topps, standout track and field athlete, one of Bill Harbeck's triple jumpers. Won two state titles back in 94 in the triple and the 300 hurdles. Went on to compete at Nebraska. And then George Baldhead Watkins.
Well, he's like back with the nicknames, right? We need to bring that back.
Yeah, Baldhead Watkins, class of 68, old school back in the days of Bill Madlock and the guys. Tremendous basketball player and ended up playing in the CBA. I don't know if you remember that, Brian.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah,
the Decatur Bullets.
Yeah.
And he was a participant in the CBA.
Very cool.
Yeah, Michael Wilder, not too long ago, class of 98, very on that standout Stephen Decatur squad. Basketball, played also at Louisiana Tech following his high school career. Those were our 10 athletes. Actually, Lexi, we're recognizing also she was coming in the fall and wasn't able to make it. So there's actually 11 on that list right okay. now. Ray Reince is our significant contributor. God rest his soul. He passed away shortly after he retired in 2017. And he was a longtime contributor at the clock as a teacher, as a coach. And Ray just made a tremendous impact on our youth. And then our coach was Mike McLaughlin. Great success at both Stephen Decatur and MacArthur in wrestling. And our team is the 1977 Stephen Decatur baseball team that finished the state semifinalist, top four in the state.
Very cool.
We got a great group going in. And like I said, we've got over 100 athletes and couple dozen coaches and teams, and we've got a lot. We've got state champions and professional athletes that we haven't even inducted yet, and
so long list to go.
We've got a list to go.
Now, is there a physical space that these people are recognized? I mean, if I go to MacArthur, if I go to Eisenhower, I mean, is there some place I can kind of see them enshrined?
Yeah, on the at both schools, we have what's called a Touch Pro system on the wall, which you can manually go up to and not only pull up Hall of Famers, but you can pull up previous year's athletic teams at both schools. And at Eisenhower, we've also incorporated Lakeview, since they have since closed.
Yes.
And at MacArthur, they've pulled in Stephen Decatur. And
so they're all represented.
It's all represented there. And obviously, over the year, Lakeview was only in existence for about 30 years.
Right.
You know, Decatur High goes back to the 1920s. And so, again, we do the best that we can to try to maintain a balance. But at some point, you run out of, you know, legitimate candidates.
Yeah.
But again, we're doing our best to make sure that everybody, you know, looking under rocks, trying to find that those people that we might have forgotten.
No, listen, you guys got 10 and a coach and a contributor. Major League Baseball put one guy in this year. So I think the more the merrier.
Yeah.
Thank you for all your hard work on this.
I appreciate it, Brian. Right. Thank you much.
Greg Collingwood. Tonight, they'll induct all of these folks. Congratulations to all.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.